We are back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. And in this third segment today, we're talking with Meadowlark officials. We've got Lonnie Baker, the Meadowlark CEO, here joining us this morning. Good morning, Lonnie.
Good morning.
And next to him is Sarah Duggan, Community Relations Director at Meadowlark. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
Pleasure to have you both on here today. And, you know, a few weeks ago, we covered it here in our news that there's going to be some improvements being made here to Meadowlark. They've got some actually new investments going to be taking place here very soon, and that's kind of what we're going to be touching on here today. Is that right, Lonnie?
That is. Yes. So our current project that we're working through is a new primary care clinic for CenterPoint physicians. So that's Dr. Flourish and Dr. Chase. And that's been a pretty long-standing relationship for us. And we found the opportunity here to kind of come together and develop something that works really well for them and for us.
Now, this is going to be kind of a long-term project. If I'm not mistaken, this is going to be several years in making. It's going to be done in different phases.
Yeah, so this is the first phase of three separate projects. And the primary care clinic, it will actually set just off of Tuttle Creek Boulevard. So you won't come into campus to access it. There'll be good access right off of Tuttle Creek. And that sets just to the north side of Blue Hills Shopping Center. And that's about 7,000 square foot. Dr. Flourish and Dr. Chase have been working with Tracy Anderson over at Anderson Knight to create a perfect location for them that allows them to accomplish all the things that they'd like to.
Okay, so what all will be included within this space there?
It'll primarily focus on their clinic. So they will see still the same patients that they've been seeing in the past, those individuals coming here now instead of where their current location is. And we'll continue to have a presence on our campus as well. They have a satellite location currently. And in one of the next phases of the project, we'll actually be creating a new on-campus, resident-focused clinic as well.
Okay. Well, I was really excited to hear about this, the project, because not only is it going to be good for you guys, but there's also going to be some improvements made in that area. It's kind of a hard right going into that shopping center if you're coming from the north. And sounds like that's going to be all fixed up because of this project.
It is. That access into Blue Hill Shopping Center has never been very great, and we look forward to seeing that all get cleaned up as a part of this.
All right, very good. Well, so when do you hope to have construction beginning over there?
We're going to break ground within the next 2 months here, and end date, we intend to be complete with this project by the end of the year.
Okay, so and then once that's wrapped up, then you'll begin the rest of that phase. And what's going to happen in phase two and phase three then?
Those two projects, one of them is a new wellness center that's primarily focused on individuals that are age 55 and older. A lot of things that will actually be in that space. We've ran out of space on our campus. We have a lot of outreach. We have a lot of people that come in for Parkinson's program, memory program, fitness classes, athletic training, all kinds of things. And we need the additional space for that, but we also will upgrade our fitness center. We'll have outpatient therapy there as well. And a pool that's focused on aerobic type activity.
Okay. When this is obviously an exciting project for you guys. Just kind of knowing the support you have here, the community, and to see the growth, I mean, it's got to be just awesome knowing that you have that here.
It is. And actually, it reminds me of why this relationship with CenterPoint has been so important to us. As you might imagine, we've had all kinds of challenges in making sure that we made the safest decisions as we worked through this COVID stuff. And early on, when information was abundant but not clear, Dr. Flourish was in daily conversations with us in trying to figure out what the best pathway was for us moving forward. And then more recent than that, there was some technology that we heard about. It's a dry hydrogen peroxide system. And what it does is it kills bacteria, viruses, and mold. And it's largely been used more like in hospital settings. It's a fairly complicated technology. And as we learned of that, we thought that that might really make great sense for our campus here, especially in common spaces. And it has been the entire community that has backed that project. So Vern Henricks has been wonderful down at Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. Derek Jackson over at K-State, he's the director of housing and dining, was a wealth of knowledge for us. Dr. Chase did all the medical research of how this makes sense for us here on our campus. And then obviously lots and lots of donors to that project. The Howe Family Foundation, the Butler Family Community Foundation, both were great supporters. And we put a system in place now that adds a layer of protection that very few places in the nation actually see. And we're not aware of any other organization like ourselves that has been able to accomplish that. So it's absolutely been wonderful. And you're right, it is about all of the support we have in the community.
Well, it sounds like these projects are really going to help you be able to expand some of your special programs. There's a lot of them, and I know a lot of partnerships in the community that, you know, the Discovery Center's one, UFM, who's going to be on after you here in just a few minutes, and then the Mariana Kistler Beach Museum. Some good opportunities here to see those expand here going forward.
Yeah, and we're having a wonderful opportunity to not we're building from scratch, so we can build exactly what it is that fits the needs of each one of those programs.
Very good. I know it's been tough a tough year having to do everything mostly virtually, but as restrictions start to get eased a little bit, is MetalArk making any changes to the way things are going right now?
Well, we've made a lot of changes already, so we're very thankful that there's 6 residents, I believe, as of today in our entire campus that have not been vaccinated, so everybody else has. The vaccine has worked incredibly well, near 100% against hospitalization and death, so maybe 5% of the people can still end up with COVID, but symptoms are pretty mild. So we're ready to get back to living life. And that's really what MetalArk has always been about, is people coming together and having fun. So we're throwing parties.
Very good.
In a very safe way.
Sure. Oh, knowing that, when was the last time, do you guys recall the last time you had a COVID positive case on campus? Has it been a while?
It's been quite a while. Yeah. Months.
December. Yeah.
Yeah.
Months.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's something we didn't know. So awesome to hear that. Obviously, it kind of shows the progress of how well the vaccines are working then, too.
Absolutely.
Good.
Yeah, and all of the knowledge that we gained along the way as to how do we really protect people. When a year ago, when we started with all of this, you know, we just threw everything at it. And we really learned how to best use PPE, the most important types of PPE. We did adapt a lot of our systems and processes so that the remoteness was still enjoyable. Sarah here did an amazing job of working with our teams to put out videos weekly. And it's one of the interesting things going into this post-COVID era. We thought everybody would just be ready to turn off the TV and get back together, but a lot of people have come to enjoy, room service and having a meal delivered to them, man, and then the fitness programs and all kinds of stuff. So, yeah. It's been an experience.
I'll bet. Well, I know everyone appreciates all the residents who live out there, and we can't wait till we can all go see them again here real soon. And I might just ask you if there's anything else I haven't touched on here about the project here you want to make sure to get out there to folks.
Well, I think probably the main thing is just, obviously, they're moving on to the MetalArk property, and so some people can confuse that they're changing focus and they're just focused on our population. And that's not at all the case. They're still primary care for all ages, and they'll continue to grow that practice as well and not change their focus just to here at MetalArk.
All right. Well, I know that you guys do great work with Parkinson's and other opportunities. Is there anything coming up here in March or April that we should let people know about?
Yeah, actually, at the end of March, so March 29th in the evening, we have it'll still be virtual. It's called the Memory Matters Symposium. So we will have some education opportunities related to cognitive health and brain health. And that's through our memory program, which is led by Michelle Hobb and Bridget Larkin. And then as we move into April, which is Parkinson's Awareness Month, we are planning a safe pig out for Parkinson's, which will actually be at Rockin' K's this year toward the end of April. And that's an outreach and awareness event just to learn more about what the Parkinson's program has to offer and how we can help support people. Something really unique, I think, through COVID with both of those programs is because we were completely virtual and because 75% of the people who participate in those programs don't live on our campus, we actually greatly expanded our reach and we had people joining us virtually from Olathe, Salina, Marysville, and North, South. We had people cluing in and benefiting from those programs. So they did not lose momentum at all, actually, during the pandemic. And we're very proud of that.
That's great to hear. Well, and if you've never checked out Pig Out for Parkinson's, by the way, I've been to that in the past. That is a great opportunity and really a good way to learn more about the programs being offered at Meadowlark. And just put that out there to folks. If you haven't checked out, you definitely should.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Sarah, Lonnie, appreciate the time here this morning, and we'll look forward to speaking to you guys again sometime real soon.
Thank you, Brandon.
All right. Thank you. We'll talk with Linda Tiener up next from UFM Community Learning Center here on In Focus.